You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First, though, this is a brand new track out this morning on the Support Spiral EP. It's called On the Low. There's some disappointed King Brothers fans who didn't get the tickets today. Tomorrow, guys, we've still got some more to give away. Stay tuned to breakfast. This is Antoine with On The Low. We've got Antoine in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, how I am... I was about to say kia ora, how are you? I'm doing well.
I'm also doing well. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful, cool.
Hey, yeah. It's so nice to have you up here, Andy, and congratulations because you've got a brand new EP out today called Support Spiral. You've been very busy this year producing a lot of cool music. What's been the sort of inspiration point for making all of this stuff?
Well, the thing with this EP and the EP I released only a month ago, Indigo, I was basically just writing both of them at the same time as each other. So there's a bit of overlap in terms of style. They are quite different, but they are quite similar in that way. But yeah, I was just going through this real... I was just gunning it over the last few months.
Nice. So,
you know, just trying to kind of write in like a new tempo, you know, explore more kind of grime influence, more UK garage influence. And I think that was really kind of pushing me to... you know, do the thing.
Yeah, totally. What was the reason for splitting it into two EPs rather than trying to make an album or something out of it? Did it feel like two distinct ideas for you? Or how did that split happen?
I really wanted like an EP of like pure garage rhythms, I guess. And that was like Support Spiral, which is out today. But I think with Indigo, like, it was more of a mixed bag of 140, 130 stuff. And at first I was like, I'm not quite sure what to do with these tunes. They all kind of split off in different directions. But then it came to April. It was coming up to April. And I just thought, oh, I'll just put that out anyway.
Yeah.
And I think as well, I think I just like EPs because they're just a bit more digestible.
Yeah, totally.
When I'm on Bandcamp, like, I think... I have a bit of ADHD, so I'm just like, oh, well, I would like, and I guess I'm just projecting this out to anyone else that will be listening as well. I like a 4 to 6 track project, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I think a good half an hour is quite a nice kind of digestible thing.
Yeah, I think especially when you're working in like a high BPM and also some really sonically dense tracks like the ones on both this EP and the Indigo EP, it's actually nice to sort of have breathing space after it as well. So I think it does totally make sense
100%
to have two records rather than try and make it all one big thing something in it.
I think genre wise as well, I think working in like rave and electronic based music, I think the EP just seems like the most, to me, the most digestible format, you know, or singles, of course, you know, like there will be like the odd compilation, but then the compilation is kind of like a bunch of different artists and flavors. So
yeah. Speaking of, there's been some good stuff coming out of the Big Fresh recently as well. It must be nice when you're working in a compilation headspace too, because is it a different type of writing? Do you usually like write something new for that, or do you draw from the vaults when you're kind of contributing to a kind of community project?
For the last Big Fresh one, I drew from the vaults. It was just a track that me and Kadu had cooked up, and I was like, this one would be cool to put out.
Yeah.
Because I was really looking forward to just letting people hear that. The one before, I just got in the buzz and I was like, I'm just gonna edit some Young Thug, you know.
Nice.
And I did that, and that was really cool. It's either from the vaults or just a burst of inspiration.
But totally.
I think if I am gonna write for it, I am gonna like kind of keep the compilation in mind or think about what I want to do that time for a compilation, like compared to the other time. So
I think it's nice as well to be able to give yourself the freedom to try something that maybe doesn't fit into projects that you're otherwise working on as well.
100% that's definitely a big
I want to hear a bit more about Support Spiral as a concept. I think that's such an interesting title for the EP. Where did that come from, Andy?
The meaning of that title, it's quite sort of relational. So at the time I was in a particular situation where it's this kind of thing where like you're very close to someone, you're in this quite sort of intimate space, and you know, they're going through like a hard time, you know, going through a bit of turmoil for various reasons, and it's a kind of pull where you just want to give as much as you can of yourself to that person, but kind of like too much, I guess. There's a kind of excess of care. There's a kind of that's generally the feeling of it, really. And then like they're spiraling and then you're spiraling out of that kind of support. It's a kind of
It's a really, like, I think it's a skill you kind of ongoingly learn as an adult. Exactly. Is like, oh, how do you support your mates and your people around you when they're going through it, when you really want to, like, you know, jump in, save the situation? You can't do that.
No,
you
can't. Yeah, yeah. You can't really, yeah. And I think, and you can't just keep giving as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's just not a good situation to be in.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you just can't. You know, it isn't even like, it isn't even referring to like, say, like a savior complex. I guess it could, but even just that kind of wanting just to help someone, you know, that's what that title meant and what the song meant, you know.
It's really nice. I really like it as a concept, and I think it's something probably a lot of people will find very relatable. And I'm interested in how you work. I mean, obviously singer-songwriter type musicians, there's a through line between concepts into lyrics, but how do you work when you're moving into sounds and textures, particularly in dance music? Do you kind of think about the feeling you're trying to elicit with the track when you're working through concepts, or what is the kind of start point for you when it comes to creating something?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's hard to describe it in words, but yeah, I do try. I definitely do try. I think melodically, I think especially with like the melodies, or even like the kind of like the synthesizer design, like the texture of the sound, I think I do try to have some kind of connection between that and the concept, you know. But then I think as well, like sometimes I'll be writing a song, oftentimes I'll be writing an instrumental piece, and then the meaning will become more apparent to me as I write it, and then I'll go, oh, well, that kind of makes me feel this way about what I was feeling,
yeah,
like, or what I was thinking about, and that, woof, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And when you kind of bounce ideas around other people, do you tell them what you're, well, first of all, do you do that? Do you bounce your ideas off anyone else, or are you kind of like a, in your cave, writing your music?
I'm in my cave.
Yeah.
I'm in my little echo chamber, eh?
Yeah, it's good to do. Sometimes you need to just go internal to get the stuff out there, eh?
Yeah, no, I like making my own little world of synthesizers and samples, you know.
What kind of gear are you working on? Is it sort of hardware or software synth?
Oh, fully software.
Yeah.
I have a MIDI keyboard to jam out rhythms and melodies every now and then, but pretty much all the synthesizers, I make all my own synth patches, but it's all digital. It's all through Reason 10.
Oh, nice.
Actually, and that's a pretty cool software to use. They've got some really nice. It's interesting with Reason, though, because it's quite hardware emulating.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's got like the layout of the software. It's quite similar to a live studio kind of thing. So yeah.
I like that type of play, like online. I'm very visual when it comes to mucking around with stuff. So if it kind of looks like what you would use physically, makes so much more sense for my brain. Yeah,
that's great.
We're about to play Reflexive Stream, which is another track from Support Spiral. Anyone who's just tuned in, we're chatting with Antoine about the new EP, which is out today. What's this song kind of, I guess, ideas it's dancing around or thoughts that you were kind of working through?
Yeah, well, it's cool you asked me about this one because obviously I was explaining Support Spiral before, but I think Reflexive Stream kind of, that's definitely the more kind of jaded energy that one might feel, you know. Because I think that was something that I was feeling, because I wrote this track quite earlier on, so it was kind of overlapping a lot with Indigo, and it's like the same thing with both EPs. It's this kind of like jaded, sort of worn out feeling, you know, like, you know, feeling quite precarious, you know, with, you know, and that might be economically, that might be, because, you know, like, quite topical, we're going through a recession at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit gnarly out there at the moment.
We've got a pandemic going on. Like,
I don't know if anyone's heard.
Yeah, FYI.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also with that kind of Support Spiral thing, like, you know, that I was referring to, that kind of thing of like, wow, like, what even is the point? But not in like a real despairing kind of way. Like,
nah.
Like, you just keep kind of moving along and trudging along. But yeah, it's that, oh my God.
No, it makes total sense. I totally think that makes sense. And I think it's a really interesting moment in the EP because I was listening and I kind of was picking up on that. And I was like, there's something in this that feels a bit like edgy or a little bit angular or something. And I'm interested to hear that is kind of the part of the...
But it's got quite a flow to it, that track.
Totally.
It kind of just sort of rolls on and on and on, you know. And
yeah. there's like a, yeah, there's something about it in the kind of context of the rest of it that kind of caught me. And I was like, this is an interesting one. I want to hear a little bit about where this fits in. And that makes a lot of sense.
Conceptually. Mark Fisher, Capitalist Realism. At first I was going to call it reflexive impotence. And that's like from a particular term that he used in this book. And yeah, and it's basically about kind of knowing what's going on in the world with all this kind of stuff, but you just feel useless. You just feel kind of like, well, what am I even doing? I'm just working. I go back home. I watch TV. I make beats. You know what I mean? Like,
people relate to the beats and then they feel good. And,
I go out for a rave, you know, like, you know, wake up on Sunday, feel bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do. Yeah.
It was a big moment of, oh, well, what am I even doing? But yeah. Actually, yeah, I should have mentioned that first. Yeah, that's basically what I meant.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I kind of feel like the EP pulls you out the other side of that feeling too a little bit, though. There's a little like hopeful note at the end there, which I appreciate.
I would hope so as well. Yeah, I always try to give people a bit of a hug with my music, as well as like a edgy kind of
freak you out a little bit. Yeah. End in a hug.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about Support Spiral, which is out today. It's on Bandcamp, is that right?
Yep, it's on Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Excellent stuff. What's the URL for people who are at their computer right now typing it in?
Okay, so if you go into Bandcamp, you will type in my name, Andwahn, that is A-N-D-W-A-H-N, capital A, capital W. one word. Yeah, and then it will be called Support Spiral EP.
Perfect.
And if you go onto my Instagram, link in the link tree.
Fabulous. Yes. Hey, Andy, thank you so much for coming in. This is Reflexive Stream from Support Spiral. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.